One, two, three, and yes, that jingle gets me so pumped up every time I hear it. I want to welcome you so much to the show. This is Thomas Tadlock from VeganBodyRevolution.com, and I want to welcome you to the Vegan Body Revolution podcast, where we're going to help you achieve the body of your dreams while also saving this planet. Today, we're going to be talking about the best carbohydrates for vegan muscle building. That's right. If you want to build 7.25 pounds of muscle in just 28 days, just like I did, without consuming a single animal product, then you want to pay close attention. Because one of the most important aspects of being able to achieve that successfully are the carbohydrates that you choose to eat during the process. You have to know how much carbs to eat. You have to know what carbs to eat. You got to know which carbs and how much before your workout. You got to know which carbs and how much after your workout. And then you also have to know how much carbs and what kind of carbs throughout the day you need to eat. And what carbs do you eat on your rest days? Well, we're going to cover all of that today. If those are questions that you've been asking for yourself, then you're in luck, my friends, because that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So let's get right to it. Now, if you don't know what a carbohydrate is and you're not sure what I'm talking about, make sure that you look it up. Just go to Google and then type in keyword carbohydrates. That's C-A-R-B-O-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E, because we're going to be going in depth talking about the characteristics of the carbohydrates that you need during all these different phases of your training to do this. So if you're not sure what a carbohydrate is or what sources of carbohydrates are, please do that first, because none of this is going to really make sense to you. All right, so let's begin by talking about the function of the carbohydrate. This is so important to understand, so important. Out of protein, fats, and carbohydrates, the carbs are specifically intended for the use of energy production in the human body. So if you whatever you have to do to lift muscles or move your body, that's carbohydrates is the primary go-to energy source for it. Protein and fats are like a far second, and I mean really far second. It's carbohydrates that your body just loves to use first and foremost, and almost as much as possible when performing basic physical functions like weightlifting and running and walking and moving and ambulating your limbs and so on and so forth. Even thinking is carbohydrate based. So understanding that, we want to understand that when it comes to building muscle, the question that one must ask is, well, what role does carbohydrates really have in building muscle if muscle is built with tissues and proteins and hormones that are created from fats? What role does carbohydrates play if it's just energy production? That's a very good question, because I'm going to share that with you today. So when it comes to building muscle, one of the most important hormones in our body that builds muscle, when we say, if you ever look at, read bodybuilding articles and in magazines, you'll see that they typically tell you that you want to keep your body in an anabolic state. Anabolic. That's kind of short for adding tissue mass. That's it. We want to grow. If you're in an anabolic state, you're in a growing state. And if you're in a catabolic state, you're in a losing state, which means you're getting smaller. So we want to be in an anabolic state if you're trying to build as much muscle as humanly possible. Now, what are we growing here? Well, there's two things that you're growing. And the good news is, if you're in an anabolic state, you're growing muscle. That's good. But you're also going to grow some fat. There's just no way around it. Okay, you got to just be okay with the fact you're going to grow some fat. But in other shows, we're going to talk to you about how to strip the fat off without losing the muscle. Now, in an anabolic state, what does it take to get there? Well, the primary hormone that's responsible for bringing your body into an anabolic state is insulin. And when there's enough insulin floating through your blood vessels, then you, my friend, are in an anabolic state and muscle building can occur. That's right. So, insulin. Okay, I don't want to confuse you too much about this, but just in general, the way it works is insulin is a chemical messenger. When it's secreted in enough amounts, it basically tells your muscle cells to say, okay, guys, let's try to get bigger. Let's begin the process. And now what you got to imagine is your muscles are kind of like buildings in development, you know? So if they're small, they're like teeny tiny one bedroom houses. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to add on to them. You're trying to grow them even bigger, trying to make them into 2-bedroom houses, 3-bedroom houses, each of your muscle cells, right? Now, in order to do that, you need raw materials. So it's not enough just to get the signal to your little workers to tell your muscles to grow. So, you know, you got your house that you want to add a little addition on, you want to get your muscle cells a little bigger, you got to give them the signal to do it and say, okay, go for it. I give you the okay, go for it. But if the contractors don't have the raw materials, all the extra wood and the drywall to be able to pull that off, well, it's just not going to happen. So that's where the protein comes in. So you got to make sure that you're always eating enough protein. Now, go to a previous show where I talk about vegan protein and how to make sure you have enough of it. Where the carbohydrates come into play is this. When you consume enough carbohydrates at a time, so that means within one meal, if you consume enough of the right type of carbohydrates, you stimulate the release of insulin in high enough amounts that tells your muscle workers to start building muscle for you. So when insulin is present in a high enough amount, then what's going to happen is all the cells of your body, including your muscle cells are going to start to suck in the nutrients, the protein or the amino acids that it needs to be able to begin the process of adding more tissue to its muscle cells and growing your muscles. Okay, so that's where carbohydrates come into play. Is basically for building muscle, we got to stimulate insulin. That's a good thing. We want that. Now, there's a couple other rules too. We know that the more weight you lift, the faster you build muscle, and the more muscle you can build, the more weight you lift longer. So that means that if you're able to do 8 to 10 repetitions at 10 more pounds, then you're going to build more muscle. But that's not to say that if you're able to do a certain amount of weight, let's say 50 pounds for a set of rows, you can do that 20 times. Well, that's not going to help you build muscle. What you'll have to do is use more weight, let's say 75 pounds, for 8 to 10 times in order to create and stimulate muscle growth. Now, what does this have to do with carbohydrates? Well, if you are properly feeding yourself the right carbohydrates, both pre-workout and throughout the day, then you're going to maximize the total amount of weight and repetitions you can do for that weight. And that's a good thing. That's going to help us build more muscle. So let's talk about the actual carbohydrates. Now, there's a lot of carbohydrates out there. The ones that we're interested in depends on when we're working out. So let's talk about what carbohydrates are ideal just before your workout. So when I say just before, I'm talking about 1 to 2 hours before. What you're going for is you want to have carbohydrates that release slowly in your bloodstream. Those are also known as slow or low glycemic carbohydrates, and they're also considered what's also known as low insulinemic carbohydrates. We want carbohydrates that are released evenly. So that means that when you start working out, that you're going to get this nice steady release of carbs in your bloodstream. So that way you don't get it all at once and then you get tired. Okay, so here's the thing. You know, if you have all these carbohydrates, if you have a whole lot of carbohydrates in one shot just get released in your bloodstream, what's going to happen is insulin gets released. Now, we talked about being in an anabolic state. We want that. That's good. But if insulin gets released, what insulin does is it tells your cells, your muscles and your fat cells, to literally suck up the excess blood sugar that's in your bloodstream. And where does that go to? Well, it doesn't really go to your workout so much as it goes to creating body fat. And that kind of sucks. We don't want that. So what we want is a slow release where insulin is not really stimulated. We want a slow enough release. So remember this. High carbohydrate release, you're going to stimulate insulin. Low carbohydrate release, you're not going to stimulate insulin, at least not so much. So that's a good thing. We want that pre-workout. So what are low glycemic and low insulinemic foods? Well, let me give you some examples. First of all, virtually all of your raw vegetables, all of them, they're like some of the best. I mean, with a few exceptions, you know, you don't want, corn is not such a good idea, but pretty much all of the other ones. The vegetables that come from the cruciferous family of vegetables. That's basically broccoli, cauliflower, radishes, cabbages, Brussels sprouts. Those are like the best when it comes to carbohydrates and that are low glycemic and low insulinemic. They're like the kings. They're amazing. So we want that for sure. And if you have a whole bunch of low glycemic carbohydrates from them, you're going to be in great shape. Now, there are grains that are low glycemic as well. Like, for example, a really popular grain is oatmeal. Oatmeal's got a very, very low glycemic index, which means that it's going to convert into blood sugar very, very slowly and evenly. Oatmeal's also a really good choice. So I have boot campers that work out with me in the morning. So some of them, I recommend that they have oatmeal with their breakfast. And that really helps, but not too much because you don't want to be throwing that stuff up. Let me give you some other examples of grains that are considered low glycemic. Buckwheat is a grain that's low glycemic. Quinoa is low glycemic. Rye is low glycemic. Wild rice, very low glycemic as well. Bulgur and barley, all really, really good choices. If you have those or foods that are made up of nice, awesome, fresh, whole, raw vegetables, you're in great shape before a workout. And same with those grains that I just mentioned. Very cool. I would say make sure you always get your raw vegetables in, because it's not just the carbohydrates you want that'll improve your workout, but also all the vitamins and nutrients and enzymes that go with it. I mean, talk about energy. You're going to have your energy go through the roof if you go with those. Now, there's some other foods too that are low glycemic, but they're not really the best pre-workout meal. So I'm not going to say just low glycemic and low insulinemic is the way to go, because it's not. You got to go a little bit further than that. Like, for example, cheese, which we're vegan here, so of course we don't eat cheese. But just to give you an example, cheese is considered low glycemic. Now, that's a crappy pre-workout meal. You're not going to get any energy out of that. You're going to feel like garbage, and it's going to lower your energy. So stay away from that. So the best pre-workout carbohydrates, raw fresh vegetables, and those grains that I mentioned, the low glycemic grains, okay? But definitely the raw vegetables. That better than anything I've ever used. Now, I'll give you a little tip here. I'll take those vegetables. I'll put a bunch of them in a blender and blend them up with water or unsweetened almond milk, and I'll drink that down as a pre-workout meal. Amazing. I feel incredible when I have that, and I've got sustained energy through an entire, even the most intense 1 to 2 hour workouts, even if it takes 2 hours sometimes. Awesome stuff. So that's what I recommend for pre-workout. Now, post-workout, that's a little different. Post-workout, we're going to switch things up a little bit, because here's the deal. So now we've just worked your muscles hard. They're in a state where they're a little bit damaged, they're pissed off, and they need to be healed very quickly. Well, the best thing you can do at that point is shuttle nutrients into their cells, those muscle cells, as quickly as possible. So that's where you're going to switch from a low glycemic to a high glycemic carbohydrate choice, because you want insulin. And remember, nutrients don't get shuttled into those muscle cells until insulin is present in high enough amounts in your bloodstream. So we got to get that insulin spiked, or at least raised. So the best choice is going to be high glycemic foods. Like, for example, I'll show you some ones that are really good. Rice, brown and white rice. Understand that even brown rice is pretty darn high glycemic. So that it doesn't really matter. Brown or white rice, either way is going to work great. Just about all of your breads, and it almost doesn't even matter what kind of bread you choose, whether it's white bread or wheat bread or brown bread, all of that has a very high glycemic index. And that's typically the time when it's okay to have like dessert type of food. So if you're going to eat a dessert, make it happen immediately after a very, very, very hard workout, because desserts, the sweet stuff, the stuff that makes it taste really good, that makes you feel really good because it tastes so good, well, chances are those are high glycemic as well. And well, basically anything that puts fat on your body is going to be high glycemic. So stick with those type of carbohydrates after the workout. Now, don't worry about the amounts. We'll get into that in just a second. So high glycemic carbohydrates after the workout. Now, would I recommend that you also have some raw, fresh vegetables too? Abso-freaking-lutely. You can't get enough of those nice, amazing vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients and enzymes that come into raw vegetables. So what I would do is I would mix up a cup of green smoothie, a smaller version of what I would consume pre-workout. I would have a cup of that plus a nice big pasta meal or a nice rice bowl meal with my protein from tofu. Awesome, awesome stuff. So there you go. You get all your vitamins, nutrients, and minerals, and you've got a carbohydrate that's stimulating a high insulin release. Now, the other cool thing about the high insulin release that you get from those carbohydrates is that you're doing two things. You're not only promoting muscular growth because you're helping shuttle amino acids into the muscle cells, But the other thing that you're doing too is you're also very quickly replenishing your glycogen stores. Now, glycogen, for those of you who don't know, please look that up too if you're not sure what it is. Glycogen is spelled G-L-Y-C-O-G-E-N. Look that up on Google. Glycogen is the stored form of carbohydrate in your muscles. And that, my friends, the more of that you have in your muscles, the greater your endurance and the greater your strength. It's a good thing. We want that as much as humanly possible.
So consuming a high glycemic carbohydrate rich
meal after a workout also very quickly restores glycogen stores, and we want that. It's amazing. So pre-workout, we want those fresh raw veggies that primarily from low glycemic and low insulinemic carbohydrates. After the workout, we're going to go high. Now, for those of you who are really serious, who are really, really serious about building muscle, I'm also going to recommend that that you go with a high glycemic carbohydrate about 2 hours after your post-workout meal. So that means that if you work out at 6 o'clock, you end your workout at 7, you're going to have a big carbohydrate, high glycemic carbohydrate meal around 7:30. I would recommend doing another one at 9:30, 2 hours later. Okay, it has an amazing effect, because what's going to happen is it's going to set your body up so that you can go to bed, and you're going to be in that nice anabolic state for as much as possible as you go to bed. Very good stuff, because again, when you go to sleep, you're going to release some growth hormone there, and that's going to help you build muscle, and it's especially going to help you put on muscle if you're in an anabolic state as you enter sleep. Very, very cool. Very good for muscle building. Now, throughout the day, again, we want to be in an anabolic state. We don't want to be in a state where our muscles are running out of the raw materials that they need to grow bigger, because you have to understand this. So again, use that analogy, or remember that analogy that I just put earlier. Your muscles, imagine they're like little houses that you're trying to grow and add additions to. They're one-bedroom houses. You're trying to build them up into two-bedroom houses, so they're going to need extra materials. So you've got your contractors working hard because they got the message from your insulin. So just think, the insulin is basically the phone call to your contractor saying, all right, go ahead and add another addition to my house. Please do that. And your workers and your contractor says, okay, cool, we'll do it. We'll do it. And your workers are ready to go. But if they don't have the raw materials necessary, they're screwed. They're screwed. So number one, you got to keep getting protein throughout the day. But then again, imagine this. Imagine you have enough protein, you've got all the raw materials, and your workers are sitting there waiting for the signal, but you never give them the signal. That's the same as not secreting the insulin or stimulating the insulin. So again, insulin is the signal. Protein is the raw materials. Insulin is the signal. Protein is the raw materials. So the way you stimulate the signal is by high glycemic carbohydrates. So what you do throughout the day is you go high glycemic through the day. Now, that's one strategy. But now, here's the cool thing. If you were to just do high glycemic carbohydrates throughout the day, you're going to run into some problems. You're going to run into fat, adding fat very, very fast to your body. Not good. You don't need to slam your body with insulin all the time. It's almost like calling your contractor, right? He's going to say, okay, I'm going to start building the muscle or build the additions that you want right now, and then calling him up 5 minutes later, and then calling him up 5 minutes later, and then screaming at the top of your lungs. That's not good. All you need is to stimulate insulin at a higher than normal level throughout the entire day just prior to your workout. So the way you do that is a mixture of carbohydrates. So this is where you would do like a blend of high glycemic carbohydrates, which I mentioned before, like rice and pasta and bread and potatoes, and low glycemic carbohydrates like quinoa, oatmeal, lots of green smoothie, because we want to get those enzymes and nutrients in throughout the day as well, constantly flowing through your body. And when you combine those two together, you're going to have a great blend of what's going to happen at the very end is you're going to have this medium glycemic carbohydrate meal. So the carbohydrates are high and low. When you combine them together, you end up with a medium glycemic meal, which is enough to stimulate a higher than normal insulin response, which is telling your workers to continually build muscle, but not enough to drive to the point where you're just creating immense amounts of body fat on your body. But we're going to get the muscle stimulated. Make sense? So we want medium glycemic throughout the day. We want low glycemic pre-workout, and we want high glycemic after the workout. I'd recommend the two meals that you have after the workout. High glycemic, when your muscles are in the most prime state to suck in all those nutrients. Now, here's the other reason why you can go high glycemic after the workout. When you exercise intensely, and the key is intense, you stimulate this thing called GLUT4, glucose transporter 4. Now, you don't have to worry about that or remember what that is. Just know this. Your muscles open up even bigger to allow sugar to come into it. Now, that's a good thing, because if sugar is dropping into a muscle cell, then that's one less sugar that can drop into a fat cell. That's how you get fatter, is when sugar molecules drop into your fat cells, then they get bigger and they grow on you. We don't want that. We want the sugar molecules going into your muscle cells as much as possible. So the hours immediately after a really intense workout are when they are opened up nice and big, okay? All right. Good deal. I hope you're with me so far. So now the question is, how much? Now that's a very good question, a very, very good question. And typically it's this. Here's a great guideline that I've used that's worked really, really well for me. On my workout days, I'm calculating my calories based on roughly double the amount of calories as the protein that I'm consuming. So another way to do it is this. There are 4 calories for every gram of protein. We know that. And I've already told you in previous shows how to calculate your protein. I'll review again. To calculate your protein, multiply your body weight times 1.25. Now, that's estimating high. I know that for most of you. And listen to my previous shows, and I'll show you how to dial that down properly so that you don't lose out on any muscle building. But 1.25 times your body weight. So let's say that, just to make the math easy, let's say you're 100 pounds, you want to build muscle. The amount of protein you're going to eat every day is 125 grams of protein. Now, there are also 4 calories in every gram of carbohydrate. It's the same as the protein. There's this, the amount of protein that, or the amount of calories in a gram of protein is exactly the same as the amount of calories in a gram of carbohydrate. So that makes the math easier. So that means if I'm asking you to get double, that means you're going to have, if you had 125 grams of protein, you're going to double that and eat 250 grams of carbohydrates. 250. Remember that. So then what you do is you divide that number by the number of meals that you're going to eat throughout the day. Now, since you want to be in an anabolic state for muscle building, you're going to want to eat frequently. I'm talking like 6 meals a day. Just, you got to do 6 meals a day, because you constantly need nutrients. You constantly need to tell your body to be building muscle. So take 250 and divide by 6. And that should give you between 41 and 42 grams of carbohydrates per meal. And that's pretty much all you have to do. So for every meal, if you're a 100-pound person, then you're going to consume 41 to 42 grams of carbohydrates with every one of your meals. The meals that come before your pre-workout meal, like throughout the day, is going to be 50-50, like green smoothie, raw vegetables, and high glycemic carbohydrates like rice, brown rice, and bread, and things like that. And then pre-workout, you're going to have 41 to 42 grams made up of half green smoothie, and then the other half, the low glycemic carbohydrates, so like the barley, the oatmeal, and things like that. Or you could just do all green smoothie. That's totally cool too. Then after the workout, immediately after, you're going to have just like a quarter green smoothie, maybe just a little itty bitty bit. And then the rest of it's going to be from really high glycemic carbohydrates. You know, the pasta, the rice, the breads. That's where you're going to get those carbohydrates from. Again, 41 to 42 grams evenly throughout the day. Now, there are better ways to do this where you can manipulate even more so that you adjust your numbers so that it fits your activity levels a little more. And if you want some help doing that, I'm more than happy to help you. Hit me up. I can totally help you design the perfect custom program for you so you know exactly how many carbohydrates to eat, when, and how much, and what it should consist of. But right now, I've given you enough to be dangerous. If you follow this plan of action that I just gave you, so the guidelines of 1.25 times your body weight times 2, that's how many grams of carbohydrates you're going to eat every single day, divided evenly among 6 meals. You do that and you get your mixture of high glycemic and low glycemic carbohydrates right, and get your protein and your fats in, and make sure that you listen to the previous podcast episodes to learn how to do that. You do that, you're going to start putting on muscle very quickly, because that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did when I built my 7.25 pounds of muscle in just 28 days. Now, the only thing I didn't go over was, what do you do on your rest days? Well, your rest days are just like the rest of the hours that you spend on your workout days. If it's not pre-workout, if it's not post-workout, is you just keep it medium. So again, it's the same numbers, the same number of carbohydrates. So you would eat, if you're 100 pounds, you would have 41 to 42 grams of carbohydrates every meal six times during the day. And it would be a mixture of high and low. So you have medium carbohydrate meals, medium glycemic carbohydrate meals. Okay. So half green smoothie, half of those other high glycemic carbohydrates, and you're golden. That's it. I hope this was informative for you. Please let me know how it goes. Try it out on your own. Start measuring how much strength you notice that you're going to gain very, very quickly. Also, start noticing how much muscle you start putting on in a very short period of time. Post it to my blog. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Post your comments there. I'd love to see them. Also, go to our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and make sure that you're a fan of that page and start posting your results there. Would love to see it. And if you have any questions about it, about what I discussed today, feel free to drop a line. Me and the rest of our community would be absolutely thrilled to help you out. Thank you so much. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show. Until next time, I'll catch you on the next podcast. Take care, my friend.